I'm Tom Rowe. You're listening to the WGXC News. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Andrea Macko in the Greenville Mountain View Pioneer reports that three students in Greenville High School's paid internship program with Ulster County's C2 Biotechnologies discovered a polymer, quote, with the potential to produce biodegradable plastic, unquote. Local officials such as State Assemblyman Pete Lopez and Congressman Chris Gibson were at the high school Wednesday, January 11th, to tout the program. Quote, we went through real-world biotechnical experiments, unquote, says Travis Chikaki, one of the three students, quote, activities were actually relevant to the real world. You can read that full story in the Greenville Mountain View Pioneer. The ProPublica website reports that New York Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand are in favor of the Stop Online Piracy Act, SOPA, H.R. 3261. The Senate version is called the Protect IP Act, or PIPA. The bill would allow U.S. law enforcement and copyright holders far more latitude to fight online intellectual property theft. WGXC has sent a message to Representative Chris Gibson's press representative to find out the Kinderhook Republicans' position, which we will then report. Opponents of the bill plan to shut down their websites on Wednesday, January 18th to protest the proposal. Wikipedia announced Monday, January 17th, that it was joining the blackout, which also includes Reddit and Boing Boing, while Google and eBay are also coming out against the bill. On Sunday, Senate Leader Harry Reid, Democrat from Nevada, said on Meet the Press that he plans to bring the online piracy legislation to a vote next week. Glenn Blaine in the New York Daily News reports that Education Secretary Arne Duncan warned New York that the state could lose $1 billion in federal school funding if it makes no progress on a system to grade teachers, a higher figure than previously reported. The money includes $700 million in federal race to the top money. Now the feds have tacked on $100 million in school improvement grants and nearly $200 million in teacher incentive funds. According to the Daily News, Albany is also piling on as Governor Andrew Cuomo threatens to link state school funds to the adoption of new teacher evaluations. The battle pits the governor against the teachers' unions and Democrats in the state assembly. Cuomo accused the assembly of protecting the teachers' unions at the expense of the students when they adopted a 2010 law. The law makes it possible for each school district and teachers' union to negotiate new teacher evaluations. Negotiations with the United Federation of Teachers broke down in December. The 2012 state budget currently calls for a 4% boost in total school aid. You can read that full story in the New York Daily News. Today is Tuesday, January 17th, 2012, and the National Weather Service predicts for Livingston in Columbia County that Tuesday there will be freezing rain, possibly mixed with sleet before 8 a.m., then rain with a high near 41. Tuesday night there will be rain and snow showers before 4 a.m., gradually becoming partly cloudy with a low around 27. West wind gusts as high as 31 miles per hour on Tuesday. Forecast for the rest of the week. Wednesday, a slight chance of snow showers between 7 a.m. and 1 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 30. Thursday, a slight chance of snow showers after 1 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 29, a low around 14. And Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 30. Today is the third Tuesday of the month, and Governor Andrew Cuomo is giving a 2012-2013 budget proposal at 2 p.m. at the Hart Theater Egg Center for Performing Arts, Albany. That may be at governor.com streamed. NewYorkGovernor.com. Columbia County Health and Medical Services Committee meets at 4 p.m. In Durham, the town board meets at 7:30 p.m. Greene County, there is a special all-day meeting at Hunter Elementary held by the Greene County Soil and Water Conservation District, and it's called In the Wake of Irene. The annual Schoharie Creek Watershed Conference this year is a post-Hurricane Irene conference space. That's 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Hunter Elementary, 7794 Main Street in Hunter. Hillsdale, there's a meeting at 7:30 p.m. at Town Hall. Hudson, the Finance Committee meets at 5, and the regular Common Council meets at 7. Hunter, meeting at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. Lexington Town Board meets at 7 p.m., and Taconic, the Planning Board Workshop meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall on Route 82 in West Taconic. Sun rises at 7:18 and sets at 4:54. The moon rises at 1:34 in the morning and sets at 11:47 a.m., and the Orlando Magic beat the New York Knicks 102-93 Monday afternoon, and the New Jersey Nets lost to the Los Angeles Clippers 101-91. The Nashville Predators come to Madison Square Garden tonight to play the New York Rangers at 7:30 in hockey. And tune in today from noon to 2 p.m. for Vocal Chords from host Andrew Signowski with 2 hours of vocal music on WGXC 90.7 FM, ICRA.